just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
The All-American Half Pound, pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
So we've got Edward Buchert coming up with either Plastic Sushi or Tears of the Gods. You never know what he's going to do.
Don't change my clothes. I don't dye my hair.
The name that was referred to was Long Dong Silver.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim God, we call him.
I know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
These layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Get your own show, play your own music.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Please remove any metallic items you're carrying, keys, loose change.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Now, we'll have a little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
Jesus, right now.
God will not be mocked.
personas are my trademark.
Not compete with class.
I want action tonight, satisfaction all night.
I want
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, from TV shows, from documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform. And sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and you know, it's been a while since we've had an all-out, head-banging, high-energy sound collage for you. So tonight, we're bringing you 2 hours of hard-hitting music focusing on hair metal. Yes, we are going to be honoring that particular type of heavy metal music, which arose in the late 1970s and went straight through the 1980s. Initially known as glam metal and then, becoming a little bit more refined as hair metal. Because the guys, and there were pretty much only men in this genre, typically wore their long hair, teased all fluffy and blow-dried big. Yes, plenty of bad boys in this bunch. Tonight, our featured band is definitely one of my favorites of the hair metal category, Poison. We began the show with those crazy Christian headbangers, Striper, and that was a song called Soldiers Under Command. And boy, their guitarist Oz Fox wailed in his solo there. You know, I can only imagine how many religious parents screamed at their kids to turn off that loud, profane, and sinful music, only to be told, "No, Dad, listen to the lyrics. They're singing, 'To hell with the devil,' and they're singing, 'In God We Trust.'" What a great marketing angle from Striper. Although I guess they were pretty sincere believers themselves, at that time at least. So then, after Striper, we heard our featured band, Poison, and I Want Action, and CC DeVille, their guitarist, delivering another wailing, let me just say, in general, I think he's a pretty wailing guitar player. So for tonight's show, we're going to be playing mostly music from hair metal bands. And just every once in a while, a song that isn't of that hair metal genre, but definitely does have something to do with hair in some way or another. Yes, let me say, this is definitely a great example of a Tears of the Gods show. A Tears of the Gods formula, and not a Plastic Sushi, where, of course, we always start off with some Japanese music in a Plastic Sushi and then go genre jumping. No, not much genre jumping tonight. Mostly hair metal. Although, it's actually a double feature this evening. Poison is our featured band, and for our ambiance, it's the music that I play in the background. It's all going to be ultra lounge jazz music. Backing me up right now is Billy May and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White off of Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Bongo Land. And let me thank Coffee and Smokes Alex for turning me on to the whole Ultra Lounge incredible series. And you can find Coffee and Smokes Alex on WMFO Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. He's host of The Desperate Hours then. And, 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday evenings. And we've got our online archive, so you can listen to shows at any time. And let me also say that our audio clips tonight include some historically relevant congressional testimony. Back in 1991, a somewhat obscure federal judge, Clarence Thomas, was nominated to the Supreme Court. to Phil Thorogood Marshall's place after he passed away, that pioneering civil rights lawyer and then Supreme Court justice. And Clarence Thomas was a black man, and that would have seemed to have worked in his favor for this nomination, seeing who he was replacing. But a lawyer, Anita Hill, testified in front of Congress saying that she had worked with him, and she accused him of sexually harassing her, including one incident where Clarence Thomas claimed that somebody had put pubic hair on a can of his Coca-Cola. And I've mixed in her congressional testimony into a couple of places in our bad hair metal theme this evening. And, well, understand it's U.S. history and not an attempt at sophomoric humor, as we have another Supreme Court nominee with allegations of, well, more than sexual harassment. Yes, Brett Kavanaugh. And that is, of course, unfolding in Washington, D.C., and across America as we speak at this time. And yes, this hair metal genre full of bad boys, and we've got a couple of bad girls, or should I say good little bad girls, providing some of our drop-in material. In particular, I'd like to thank Catalina, Layla Jade, and Tangerine. So let's get the rest of your definitely high-energy Friday night sound collage party going with a classic from Motley Crue off of, well, one of their best studio album. Yes, Dr. Feelgood. Let's call it that. So get ready to rock. If you're in a car, make sure your seatbelt is strapped on. And here in WMFO Studio A, I am going to crank our speakers all the way. Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the same old
kiss you, but I just washed my hair.
the content of what he said?
Well, this was a reference to an individual who had a very large penis. And he used the name that he had been referred to in the pornographic material.
Do you recall what it was?
Yes, I do. The name that was referred to was Long Dong Silver.
want him to pull my hair because I love it rough. Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
Snap on easy access, I like. You know what, River? I've never seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we're all having a bad hair metal day as we play you pretty much mostly songs from that 1970s, 1980s subgenre of metal music called hair metal. We've got as featured artists for you Poison, And we started off that set with Motley Crue and Same Old Situation from their Dr. Feelgood album, which was produced by Bob Rock. And he found the process of working them with them very difficult. He described the band as four L.A. badasses who used to drink a bottle of wine and want to kill each other. And in order to go and make the album, to minimize the conflict between the four guys, he ended up having each of them record their parts separately and then through the magic of mixing technology, produced the album. And, you know, for all of that trouble, it sure turned out pretty well. And then we heard from Cinderella and Somebody Save Me from their Best of the Millennium collection. And then one song that definitely was not hair metal, but instead something to clean your sonic palate a little bit, Jerry Cole and Boss Hair. And thanks to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that song, which you can find on Hot Rod Twangin', the 1960s Crown recording. Yes, thanks DJ Easy Ed. And then three more real hair metal songs, Vane with Beat the Bullet, and then Quiet Riot, Slick Black Cadillac. And then we finish things off with my Plastic Sushi Bad Girls remix of our featured artists, Poison, and Talk Dirty to Me was the name of that song. And our audio clips this evening in particular feature 1991 congressional testimony from Anita Hill as she was talking about then U.S. Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas, and they worked together. She worked for him in two jobs, and as he was nominated for the Supreme Court, she talked about the way he had sexually harassed her in the past, and there were a couple of incidents, and one particular there that you heard was where he accused somebody in the office of putting pubic hair on his can of Coca-Cola. And he also talked openly with her about some of his favorite pornographers, including a star, Long Dong Silver, as she mentioned in that congressional testimony. Well, talking about things a little bit more directly educational, the Tufts Environmental Studies program is hosting their weekly lunch and learn lectures for another year. This series brings speakers from government and industry and academia and even nonprofit organizations to the Tufts campus to give a presentation on a timely environmental topic. Free vegetarian pizza is provided to everyone. Well, at least those of us who arrive early. All Lunch and Learn talks are open to the public, and they take place on Thursdays at noon, right downstairs from WMFO in the first floor Curtis Hall multipurpose room. Formerly the Brown and Brew. It's at 419 Boston Avenue on Tufts Medford Somerville campus. So next Thursday is going to be a digital edition of Darcy Thompson's Glossary of Greek Birds, How New Technologies Help Us Reconstruct Ancient Stories. And, well, there's a different topic every Thursday at noon over in the former Brown and Brew. And they're free and they're open to everyone. For more information, including how to watch past talks in the archives or to watch the talk live online, just fire up your favorite search engine and search the web for Tufts Lunch and Learn. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Environmental Studies Program and the Tufts Institute of the Environment, who pays for the pizza. Well, let's get back to some more high energy hair metal rock and roll with, in our next set, we're going to start it off with Hurricane. And then, we're going to be hearing from Twisted Sister and Led Zeppelin, definitely not a hair metal band per se, but one of our slight digressions with a song about a girl who's got that kind of hair Robert Plant loves, that long, black, wavy hair. And we'll also hear from Hanoi Rocks, Faster Pussycat, and our featured band this evening, Poison, in the next set, starting now with Hurricane.
What was the content of what he said?
Well, this was a reference to an individual who had a very large penis. And he used the name that he had been referred to in the pornographic material.
Do you recall what it was?
Yes, I do. The name that was referred to was Long Dong Silver. Hair on my coat. Hair on my coat.
Jack, your hair's on fire.
Michelle Jimenez was killed by a drunk driver. She left behind her husband and four children.
Okay, I don't want to be a traitor to my generation and all, but I don't get how guys dress today. I mean, come on, it looks like they just fell out of bed and put on some baggy pants and take their greasy hair, and cover it up with a backwards cap and, like, we're expected to swoon? I don't think so.
will tie it down when I'm in a relationship.
Seven, six, and eight.